Final score, Finn Harps 0, UCD 5. A heavy, heavy defeat for Kevin McHugh's side. It's not often that the supporters leave before the final whistle here at Finn Park. They're a loyal bunch, the Harps faithful. But once that fifth goal went in towards the finish, you could see everybody getting up, almost everybody getting up in front of us here in the main stand. They'd had enough at that stage. It was a bit of a disaster goal, to be honest, but the damage had been done long before that. But Harps losing possession, a mix-up in their own defence, and Hugh Smith was able to just roll the ball to his left to Lewis Dignam to stroke the ball home, 5-0 to UCD. Dignam was the man that got the scoring underway back in the 13th minute. That was a brilliant goal, in fairness to the midfielder. Picked up possession midway inside the Finn Harps half, looked up, spotted that Barboza was a bit off his line, about 10 yards off his line, and he just clipped the ball, struck it beautifully, and it drifted over the head of the goalkeeper in under the crossbar. 1-0 to UCD. On 18 minutes it was 2-0. Kalis with a good finish from close range, and then by half time they were 3-0 up because Niall Holohan headed in from a free kick from McCullough on 34 minutes. UCD, the dominant side in the first half, and were well worth their 3-0 half time lead. They played good football, they showed controlled possession, they worked hard when not in possession, and that meant Harps really, really struggled to get their game going. It was really the difference between the two sides was so obvious. The basics, really. Harps just couldn't get their game going, couldn't get passes. The whenever they tried to break the important pass, just didn't get to the man, and all too often the attacks broke down. And UCD were able to break, they were able to keep possession, controlled football, worked hard for each other, got into space, and made it look so easy. Harps were a wee bit better at the start of the second half. Nathan Lomingo came on as a half time substitute. And in the early stages of the second half, they had a couple of efforts on goal. Ajibola and Brogan both had headers, but the danger signs were there because Dignam had a free kick saved by Barboza. Hugh Smith had a free kick brilliantly saved by the Harps goalkeeper. Eventually, the fourth goal arrived on 71 minutes, a free kick that was worked short. Dignam with the pass, Killian Colos with the finish, and that came, as I say, on 71 minutes, 4-0 to UCD. Again, Harps made a few changes after that. A mention for Troy Preston-Holder and Gavin Freel, both coming on for their senior debuts tonight for Finn Harps, so well done to them. And actually both players did very, very well in the short time that they were on. Preston Holder had a header saved by the UCD goalkeeper late on, but the final act in this game was that fifth goal from Lewis Dignam. That's his second of the night, the fifth for UCD, and it rounded off a brilliant performance from the UCD midfielder, so they stay second in the table. Harps drop to second from bottom in the first division because they've been overtaken by Kerry, who won against Athlone Town tonight by a goal to nil. Harps next up for them, two games away from home. They're away to Cove Ramblers next Friday night, and then it's Athlone Town away from home. So it's been a difficult run of fixtures for Kevin McHugh's side, and this is another disappointing result, a disappointing performance as well, and that's perhaps what's going to annoy the manager and his backroom team more than anything. Final score from Finn Park in Balbuffet. It's finished. Finn Harps 0, UCD 5.